convoluted mix of intense emotions, from affectionate sentiment to gut-wrenching anxiety. I am one of them. After reading this book, I hope you will be too. While the following story is fully a work of fiction, some of the incidents portrayed within are inspired by events which actually took place, in some form or other in or around 1977. I will leave it to you to decide which. This novel and the two that follow in the New Apocrypha trilogy are therefore born from a troubling and lifelong lack of understanding as to why so many tragedies befell what, by outward appearances, seemed a genuinely paradisiacal place to grow up. From chronic, debilitating illness to premature deaths, alleged arson to suicide, our tightly knit community experienced an onslaught of tragedies far exceeding statistical probability for a neighborhood of such minuscule size. So, if you were to ask me if evil actually exists, a nebulous, invisible, but ubiquitous force able to exert influence upon and change forever the lives of those who encounter it, I ask you, new friend, to read on. Perhaps the story about to unfold will resound in your soul as deeply as it does mine. If I've done my job well, the next time you go for a trek in the woods, you might just hesitate, if only for the briefest moment, as your soul conjures an echo of our time together in the pages that follow. And please remember, any resemblance to persons living or dead is a matter of coincidence, as all characters and events portrayed herein are of my own tortured imagination. They are not mere aliases fabricated to protect the innocent or the others. So now it's time. Come with me, and we'll head into the darkness together. After all, you're not afraid to come play in the woods, are you? Spookily yours, A.G. Mock. It's indescribable how darkness brings on the feelings which come in the night, how everything changes and becomes more ominous somehow. Normality takes on a different guise as we hide beneath the covers, to protect ourselves from the things out there. Prologue, the beginning. Deep, deep within the primeval woods the boys would one day call the Little Woods, beyond the warm yellow glow of summer's evening and the color of the wildflowers, a presence cast its shadow across the darkness which already lived there. It moved through this sanctum of silence and artificial night, as nothing did besides, into the bleakest depths where the air pulls crisp and cold at the lungs and the lichen and moss prosper. As it moved, it grew, enveloping the forest in gloom as the scant rogue flowers there fell before its path, laying in withered remains like funereal displays of the poor. Around this presence came a wind. Brushing the leaves on the trees, it compelled their branches into enchanting, ever-increasing motion. With this dance came a sound, like the eerie, distant whispering of countless discordant flutes. As the presence seized its new realm, this whistling of the trees grew, and from it, through it, the presence seemed to speak. This, in the swaying of the trees, is where I shall be. This is where I shall wait. The declaration rumbled like thunder, undulating in echoes across the wood's canopy and becoming stronger as it dared to move beyond, high into the dusk sky. Could it have been heard, it would have been dismissed as imagination. When it was heard, it was. This is where I shall feed. This presence was evil. It was looking for a home. 1. 1995. In the noise of voices speaking half conversations into a dozen telephones and myriad papers rustling in frenzied hands, Ian sat at his desk staring vacantly at the boxy blue-gray screen of his computer monitor. The cursor blinked back at him with equal vacuity. He let out a long, calculated breath and rocked his chair onto its rear legs, scratching at the left side of his head and unconsciously running his finger along an indistinct scar there, just above his temple at the edge of his thick mat of hair. Waiting on the Parker account was really pissing him off now. He'd spent endless days, and more nights of his spare time than he wished to consider, strategizing the precisely perfect print marketing campaign for the fast-rising Parker Realty Group. With new offices popping up across the various boroughs of the city almost faster than one could